Only two library employees stopped by to see Commissioner Beckner. He said he started community meetings in 2009 after being elected.
The whole purpose was to give individuals an opportunity that had issues that needed to be addressed or things that I needed to be aware of in the community, that they could come out in the community, discuss those issues with me without having any type of an appointment, and also they could be serviced in the convenience with inside the community.
He said a variety of issues were brought to his attention in these meetings.
We dealt with issues, everything. This is one of the places where we started working on the juvenile justice issues with the at-risk kids. We've worked on everything from code enforcement issues, lighting issues, people that have issues around their roads. We dealt with also some people that were giving suggestions on consolidations and working with the city. So we've dealt with the whole soups and nuts from A to Z.
Colleen Brazier, a former high school teacher, said she was concerned about the future of public libraries. Beckner said he would try to correct one of her other issues.
The last woman you described also had a lighting issue east of 56th Street. So we'll take that information. I'll take that back to the Public Works, and we'll have them look at the lighting situation there. And we've had a great partnership with TECO. We've had other lighting issues around the 12 Oaks subdivision that we've been able to address.
In addition to a recent juvenile justice program, Commissioner Beckner has worked with the Sheriff's Office on stamping out insurance fraud.
Every citizen in our community is impacted by insurance fraud, and they see it on their insurance bill. And so depending upon how many individuals in the family, they're paying anywhere between $100 to $400 in additional insurance premiums per year because of staged auto accidents fraud.
Beckner said Hillsborough has more acts of insurance fraud than any other county in Florida. The Board of County Commissioners unanimously passed an ordinance to deal with the high costs of fraud.
The monies and that run in the millions of dollars. In fact, over the last year, it's cost insurance companies here nearly $20 million statewide since 2008. It's approaching $1 billion across the state.
Beckner said Hillsborough County has found that insurance fraud is tied to other criminal activity in the state,
such as racketeering, fraud, money laundering, prostitution, the drug trade.
Commissioner Beckner will meet with residents again on Friday, December 16th in the Upper Tampa Bay Regional Public Library on Countyway Boulevard in Tampa. Reporting for WMNF News, I'm Matisha Robinson in Tampa.